Mishmaya means lenachas ruach lekana, did not give pleasure to Hashem. The loyovad mitzvah menamuchar means he did not do the mitzvah menamuchar. He did not bring this carbon oil the best way. He didn't do it the way he was supposed to with the smicha. Maybe that's all it means. Kippur means he has kapor for everything. Just only he didn't do it the way he was supposed to. Ramila tzna dimula like this. V'hanoiser v'shemen asher alakaf yelchapro lo v'lefnei Hashem. Yeah, the anoint of Hashem is by a mitzvah. When you be mitzvah, so you have to pour the shemen hashol lakaf. You have to pour the shemen, the leftover shemen. It says the chaper lo lefnei Hashem. So like this, im nosen, if you put the shemen on him, keep riyazik kaparo. V'im lo nosen like keep for dibra b'kiv. If you do not put the shemen on top of the mitzvah, then he has no kaparo. So Rashi says im nosen means shirayim arosh mitzvah keeper. Why the kaparo? Amatonas arosh ksiva. That the mitzvah has his kapara, it's talking about the matonas on his head. That we pour the shem on top of his head, that's what's likuva. So therefore, if you put the shem and the oil on top of his head, he has the kapara. V'yim le'nosan le'kiv, that's the mekiva. V'yav yechene v'nuri yaymeno, shirei mitzvahein, that the shem is only like a shirayim, a leftover mitzvah, meaning that's not likuva, that doesn't hold back the kapara. You could have the kapara even without it. Therefore, ben nitain keeper, whether you put the shemen on his head or whether not, the mitzvah has his kapar with the rest of the avoidus. Umal nolav kilu lechipper, it's just considered like he doesn't have the kapar. So here also, what does it mean to say he has the kapar and he doesn't have? What do you mean? My kilu kipper, what do you mean to say it's considered like he doesn't have the kapar? Elaine, if you want to tell me, do me boy lasu you carbon achmino, that the mitzvah has to bring another whole set of kabonis. No, Armand, you just got finished saying, they need to, and they need to keep her. Whether he did bring it, whether he didn't bring it, he has the kapara. So he says he has the kapara, he doesn't need a new carbon. Ela means to say, keep her gavra. If they put the shemen on the rosh shomitzara, he has the ela keeper means the gavra always has the kapara. Whether he did it or not. But like keeper, if they did not put the shemen on his head, you know what that means? Like keeper means kame shemaya. Means he did not do the mitzvah min amuchar. He does not give 100% nachas ruach to Hashem. According to Hashem, it wasn't done completely. So maybe hachinami here also. But it means here keeper by the smicha lekeeper, hachinami. Keeper means gavra, and lekeeper means kapi shemaya. So Mar says maybe no, hosam nami. Keeper means matan bohenis. Lekeeper means matanas harosh. It could be there also no. What likuber is, the matanas on the hands. That you have to put. The maton on the head, that's not likuv, that's what I meant to say. So Rashi says, Shira mitzvein d'chsev y'anoyser, what's left over. Hilkach heve k'shvicha shirei adam, that's not likuv. Now, matanas rosh, v'yovi lug achet, and Havim was bringing another one. That's here. So that's more, someone again says, maybe that's not the pshat here either. You have no proof to say that loy keeper means only kapash shemaya, that you do not give nafs ruach 100%, but it could mean they're also different by the mitzvah. It means that the matan is on the hands, that you have to have, that's what's telling the kapara. The secondary thing to put on top of his head, that b'chal is like keeper, meaning it's not likuva. If you have it, yes, if not, not. But maybe it doesn't mean kapash shemaya. So therefore by smich was the same thing. That smicha means that you don't have the kapara for the yesli of smicha, but you have no proof to our shayla, because here the aver was done first after the shchita. If we have no proof clearly, won't be the loch in our shayla. When you make this, you makdish this carbon oila, you makdish, you mean you set aside the carbon oila, and then you do a chet afterwards. Can you have a kapara still or not? So we don't have an answer yet. It's more so like this. Toshima, Rabbi Shimon says a loshin to Seth in Shavuot, that kiv sayat teres, the two kfasim that are brought on Shavuot. With the shtei lechem, lama hein boin. I have a question. What are they brought for? For what purpose do we bring the two kvasim on Shavuot? That was his question. Yeah. Rashi says, kivsa atzeres shlamim ninu. That's the more session. Yeah. But tomorrow, lama hein boin, kivsa atzeres shlamim ninu. They're clearly shlamim. What's your question? What they're brought for? Rashi says, Kis Yisrael Shlomim Ninu. Ve'eichi Toni Seifu de Milsa Tumas Midish Gdoshev. First of all, the end of this Brisa talks about that it comes to be Mechapa for the Averis of Tumas Midish. If a Jew was Tomei, went into the Beis Midish, that these Kabonis are Mechapa. And it's not true. Ve'aloi Choyva Lelechem Ein Boim. That that on Shavuos, they bring a special two Kvosim, two limbs, those are Ashlomim. And the purpose is lahateres hachodesh b'migdash lemnachas lebkurim. Those are special kabbonis that are brought when they bring the shtei lechem on Shavuos, which is matir the chodesh, the new week to be brought for a minchin the Beis Hamikdash. Says so. What's your question? What are the two kabbonis brought for? Pshita, they brought their korban shlamim. Elu rather, Rav Shimon's question was like this: Elasirei atzeres lemahein boyim. Rashi says gabi atzeres tziv shnei sirim. They have to bring two special goats on Yom Tov. Chad b'teres kanim, it says the system series of mechel lechatis. The chad v'chumash apkudim in Bamidbar says lumasafim. The kaim l'masef the shvuis siri haragolim. The two goats that are brought on Yom Tovim boyam al tumas mitzvah shekadoshim. Shein boyidia loy batchil v'loy basoif. If somebody bechlal, a Jew, did not realize that he was tamei, and by mistake he went to the Beis Hamikdash and never even found out about it. So up until now, we did not bring any kabbonis. He did not even know we did the chet. When it comes Yom Tovim, they bring a special Shnei Sirim to be mechaper on such a chet. So the kids of the kabbonis, the Shnei Sirim that are brought on Yom Tovim, are brought for a kapora of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. So now on this, the question is now, Elasirei Atzeres Lamahein Boyim. What purpose are they brought for? Our Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. If so, the question is, what do you have to have two of them for? Why isn't enough one? Nizrak Domesho Rishon. Look, once you made this Zrika on the first Korvin, so Shani Lama Korv. What do I need the second one for? Look, you have already the Kaporo for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. So on Yom Tov itself, why do right away you have to bring a second one? What's the purpose of the second one? So it must be Al Tumas She'iro, Shoiro, Bein Zeh L'Zeh. Let's say in between one Korvin and the second Korvin, somebody now just went into the Beis Hamikdash when he's Tomei, he did the Chet again, he needs the Kaporo, so the second Korvin is being Mechaper on this. That's what it comes for. So Emma Meyato say like this, that really ruin hoya Yisrael lahakav kovin is saying b'chol eis or b'chol shor. If we're afraid now for every second of the day that maybe somebody's going into the Beis Hamikdash when he's tummy, so really we should have to bring this korban every single day, 24 hours a day, every minute, every hour they should bring another korban. Ella, the reason why we don't have this is shechisech hakostam because we had rachmonis in our moment. He didn't want to make us use up shechostach. He had rachmonis. Rashi says Chosach means Menaseim L'Divdech Achrayim L'Fi Shechastam Amoinim. Hashem had Rachmos and our money. The Chaver Masech Tum Nachas. Therefore Hashem was not Medakik so much. He only made it that on Yom Tovim every Yom Tov we have to bring two Kabonis. Now the Yehoch over here the Yesed L'Acha Afrosha. The Chaver with the Lashon here was that they were first Mafresh the two Sirim and then they brought the first one and before he brought the second one if there was a Chet done. So it's mechaper on that avera, even though they're already mafresh these two sirim. They're called mechaper, and you see clearly that the second soyer is mechaper on the avera that was done in between its hafrosha until its akrova. Samar says no. Samar says like this: E the afreshin of asacha hokinami. If they made the afrosha together, you'd have a good question. Why do we bring the second one for? Because maybe once you make the afrosha, you set aside the korban, you have no more kapara. If they're mafresh the two together, you have a good question. Why do you need a second one for? Hocham, I ask you to know what we're talking about over here. The psukim, or every single yomtiv. You know how it works in every single yomtiv. Hocham, I ask you on the afreshino bezeh achazeh and echanami. We're talking about that in the morning, they are mafresh one soyer, and they brought it, and it was mechapa their veris done until now. Then later in the afternoon, they bring a second one to be mechapa and their veris in between. That's the way you have to be matcha. If you tell me now a korban cannot be mechaper after the afrosha, you have to tell me that the pasuk is talking about there are mafresh shnei sirim on Yom Tovim one after another. For the Gemara, is that a good answer? The lake will get up, the lema and say le lekro the chiksiva the zech hazechsiva, but the pasuk doesn't say this. According to you, it should have been in the pasuk. The mafresh one verb, one babayka, one verb. The pasuk just says bring shnei sirim. It's mashma together. There's no such purpose to say you have to separate the two. And according to you, if you don't separate them, there's no purpose to bring the second one. The only purpose is that after you brought the first one, before you mafresh the second one, the very was done, the second one is being mechaper. But the pasuk doesn't say this. It's a dochuk to say that's from the pasuk. That's one question. Samar Papa says, Karbona Tzibuk Amrit. What kind of question are you asking me here? You're asking me a question from the Sirei Atzeres, the special serum that I brought on Yom Tovim, which is a carbon Tzibur. It's Mechapa for the Tzibur. It's not a Yochid that's bringing this carbon, it's a carbon Tzibur. I tell you, Shani Karbona Tzibur. A carbon Tzibur is much different. Why? There's a new klal of the Leiv Bezdin Kamas Nalehim, that Bezdin has a right to make a new condition. It's called Leiv Bezdin. The heart of Bezdin made a condition. That means when they're first mafresh, these two serum, they made a condition. Even though we'll be mafresh them together, we're making a condition that the second carbon should be used for averus that are done up until it's akrova. So the new klal Bezdin can make tanoim, can make conditions in their carbon sibur. And we'll switch to the machlokes. But it's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the other Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Karbona Tzibur, any Karbon Tzibur, the klal is Sakin the ninth, meaning B'shash Shchita, Moshchosen L'mashen. It drags it for the purpose of what you need it for. L'mashen. Because even though with Chilu when you mafresh it for a different purpose, that means nothing. Because there's a condition on the Karbona Tzibur that it can be used for anything you need B'shash the Shchita. Rashi says, Kabbalah Siva Sakin Hashaychton Moshchos L'Mashen Ruyin V'Yom Devafilu Lo Yoda Hashaychet Mayim. What they need for grain? Temidim Shlihitzruchu. Let's say came the end of Chodesh Adar and they had a few temidim left over from last year's money. Shenichu Mitruma Yishana. The Giyu Echad it comes out of Chodesh Nisan that you cannot use last year's Kabbalah anymore. Shemitzvul Hobi Minachodesh. You have to bring Kabbalah now bought from the new money for the new Truma Talishka. They are having Marot Shana. Says so Sheikhton, you can shecht now Ksharin, the Kaisam is Bech Kedin Shah Moistus Trumas. He shecht it now and still kosher for Kaisam is Bech. Even though it's not kosher for Tamidim, and even though Matrila was hookdash for carbon tumid, but that's a tonight Bezdin, that on the side you do not need it anymore, you can't use it for Tamidim, you allow to shecht it from Atana. So by carbon seed it is such a cloud of Lay Bezdin Masna. That's what it's Shnei Sirim, there's no question. It could be maybe you cannot have a kapara after Afrosha. But that's only by carbon yochid. By carbon sibur that does the next conditions, there the kapara could be even later. Yeah. Fred Gemara though, no. But you want to answer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one that said this brisa. Reb Shimon is the one that's asking the question now, Siri Atzeres Lamahin Boyin. Now, Umiyis and Reb Shimon Leiv Bezdin Masnaleim. Is it true what you're saying? Does Reb Shimon hold the Yisoid or Leiv Bezdin Masnaleim? It's not true. The Omer Rav Idi Baravin, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Omer Rav Yechanon, that Tamidim, Shlehut Tzuchul Tzibur, okay, it came at the end of Chodesh Adar, to have a few Tamidim Kabbonis left over, that they cannot use it anymore, because tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to buy new Kabbonis from the new money. So you cannot use these leftover kabbonis from last year's money. So what do we do with these kabbonis? They're tamim. They have no mum. What do we do with them? So he says like this: Ledivrei Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon.